Minute by minute. Minute by minute. Your world is changing. Check in 4, 5, 6 times today to Como News Radio and comonews.com.
It's now 5:16. Thanks for spending part of your morning with us here on the Como Morning News. Frank Lenzi is at the editor's desk.
Here's a legend.
Foxy lady.
Of course. The great Jimi Hendrix. And Janie Hendrix is honoring her brother at South by Southwest, the music festival in Austin, Texas.
The U.S. Postal Service is also honoring him, and Janie's on our Como Newsline. Good morning, Janie.
Good morning, Amanda.
This is cool. Is there a big party to celebrate this stamp today?
There is a big party. There's going to be a tribute concert, and there's going to be an unveiling, and the whole world is looking at South by Southwest now and viewing Jimmy's stamp for the first time.
Tell us, give us a description of the stamp.
Oh, it's beautiful. He's got the British jacket on, and of course he's got his white Stratocaster, and the colors in it are just gorgeous, very rainbow-like, and there's different iconic images from his song, Little Wing.
What does it mean to you and your family that your brother is still such an important part of our culture?
Oh, it's a great honor. It's a great honor that his music didn't die when he passed away, that his spirit and soul lives on through his music.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, my kids, who are adults, but they are absolutely fascinated with Jimmy's music, and they're always saying to me, "Hey, Dad, have you heard this one? This album's unbelievable." That's got to make you feel it really good.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we work on all the posthumous releases, and Jimmy wrote over 110 songs, which I don't think people really realize. And so it's great when you're passing it on to the next generation. In fact, we're doing our own tribute concert out here, and we'll be in Seattle in October, kind of FYI, but I just kind of popped off to be part of South by Southwest, and we'll continue on in the East Coast to St. Louis and Chicago and New York and D.C. So his music definitely lives on, and people definitely come out to listen and feel the electric church experience that he created.
I have to ask you whether there are any more great recordings of Jimi Hendrix to be released in the future.
Oh, absolutely. You know that. We just released Hear My Train, which was a documentary through the American Masters and the Miami Pop Festival, which had never been seen or heard other than if you were there. And we have a couple more releases up our sleeve for the next few years. So we're really excited about that.
Janie, we're talking with Janie, the sister of the legendary Jimi Hendrix. I don't want to bring you down, but I do want to ask if you know anything about this horrific crash. I guess a drunk driver trying to get away from police crashed into a big crowd there at South by Southwest early this morning. Are people talking about it, or have you heard?
I read just a little bit about it. It's really sad because, you know, people have come from all over to enjoy music and to partake in the festival here. And it's very sad that people would have to endure such craziness. So I hope that the people that were part of that are okay. But, it's really kind of puts a damper on things, doesn't it? But I hope that people are okay.
Well, this is going to be a happy day for you there at South by Southwest. Janie Hendrix there to honor her legendary brother, Jimi Hendrix. They're unveiling a limited edition Jimi Hendrix postage stamp today there in Austin, Texas. And we sure appreciate talking to you this morning, Janie. Thanks.